Well, good things must come to an end, Juice. And unfortunately for Scotty Thompson, this year will finish up his illustrious AFL career. And boy, what a career it's been. Two BNFs in 2011, 2012. One-time All-Australian, 30 in the Brownlow in 2012. Phil Walsh medalist, 308 games and an out-and-out club champion. The great man joins us now. Tomo, welcome to the Rush Hour. And congrats on what's just been an outstanding career, mate. Well done.
Cheers, fellas. How
well
are you
played, both? Champ. Well
mate,
played.
We're good. All right. Talk us through it, mate. It gets us all in the end, and we've got to make that decision. How did you make yours?
Yeah, I fronted up with the boys at midday today, but I've had a fair bit of time to put some thought into it. I pretty much went into this season knowing it was going to be the last. So got the emotional side out of the way probably a few days ago. So yep. I held myself together in front of the playing group today, which was nice.
Good lad. Well done. Well done.
And when might save a few tears for you boys.
No tears here. What,
Jars will hang up on you, Tom.
Tomo, when did you sit down with Pikey to discuss your decision to retire end of the year? And knowing that the door is still open to play some finals football.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been in constant conversation with Pikey all year. And then it was a number of weeks ago I sat down and mentioned to him that the time felt right to go through with this process. And then from there, just sorted out when worked best for myself and the club to get it out of the way without interfering with bigger things that the club have got coming up.
Tomo, footy's changed a hell of a lot since you first started, and I know it's going to make you feel old, but it just has gone from a game that you probably didn't recognise from when you first played.
Yeah, it's changed a whole heap over a 17-year period. It's a lot's changed, and the game, the way it's played today, as you just touched on, is a lot different to when I first started, and there's no hiding for any player today. They analyse the absolute guts out of everything that you do, and there's certainly no hiding for anyone.
Mate, who had the biggest influence on your career in terms of family and all your coaches you were under?
Yeah, it's a good question. There've been a number of people, and I've had six coaches over my journey. Neil Craig was the longest-serving coach that I had over that time. And they've all played a certain role in developing me as a player and a person. And, they've seen something in me to pick me enough times for starters. But, they taught me a lot about hard work and discipline and how to conduct myself. So I thank all my coaches for the input they've had there.
Yeah.
But my parents and family, my brother and sister, and especially my two kids now over the, Ava's 10 and Harry's 6 now. And the impact and influence that my entire family, my kids have had on me. I'm really lucky over the years as well to have some mates I went right through school with that are still here to this day supporting me and, friends well beyond footy, and their support has been unbelievable. So to be able to share that with, my family and friends and as well as teammates over the years from back in the Melbourne day and now at the Crows, I had a couple of mates down there today, one from school and a previous player that, a lifelong friend now out of footy and a few others that, would have loved to have been there but couldn't. But to share it with them is very special for me. And, I see the joy that they've gotten out of just watching footy and watching me as a mate go about my career.
Tomo, you're a pretty selfless man and a very humble man. Club 300, not many belong up there. It means you have had to have been not only resilient but very bloody good, mate. So when did you work it out? When did the penny drop that, actually, I think I can do something good here? And was there a game where you finally twigged that I belong and I belong at a pretty high level?
It's, again, a good question. My first couple of years at Melbourne, I had a few injury interruptions along the way. And it was my fourth year there after I got some injuries out of the way that I cemented my spot in the side. And I played the first 12 games of that season. And I started to feel really comfortable at the level. And then I happened to break my foot halfway through that season and missed the rest of that year. And it was at the end of 04 when I asked for the trade back to South Australia. And once I got here and got into a pre-season in 05 and the pre-season games rolled around, I actually felt really comfortable at the level. And I had a pretty clear understanding from that point on what it took for me to get myself up and prepared to be able to play and play to the best of my ability at AFL level. So it was probably early in 05, I really felt like I belonged, and the career certainly developed from there.
Tomo, we spoke about the coaches that had a big influence here. What the impact of Phil Walsh? We heard a little bit of audio of you when you won the Phil Walsh medal. What kind of impact did that have on you and our footy club?
Yeah, in his short time at the club, he had a huge impact, not only on me, but the entire club and playing group. And obviously, it was I was humbled and honoured to win that medal on that particular day. And I think I mentioned from memory the impact he's had over two clubs, the amount of time he spent at Port Adelaide, and what he meant to a lot of the boys there, just from speaking to people and to see the impact he had on some of our young guys. He was a real father figure to a lot of them. And again, in a nine-month period, taught them so much about hard work and how to go about their business and get the best out of themselves. So even to this day, you know, the boys still think about him and what he brought to the club at that point in time.
Well, Thomas, stick around. Got to get to a quick song. Good stuff, we're not done with yet. We need to talk about life after footy. If there's two blokes that are prepared for it, it's Juice and I think we've got some tips of what not to do, mate. And we've got to get a care package together because we gave you that beautiful package for game 300 and we'd hate to leave you empty-handed upon your retirement.
No, and I bloody appreciated that. And I'm very interested to see what comes in the next patch.
Oh, mate, you'll be surprised. We've got some ideas coming. Scotty Thompson is sticking around on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Scotty Thompson is still with us. If you missed the news, Scotty has announced that this season will be his last and he's pulling up stumps at the end of the year. Tomo, what are you looking forward to the most when you hand in the professional footballer's badge?
Yeah. Well, one thing I said today is I'm certainly looking forward to not being told what to do, when to do and how to do it every single day of my life. So I think I've got that under control at this point in time.
Good.
But certainly kicking back, having a couple of quiet sherbets whenever I feel like it'll be nice to be able to do as well. The amount of sacrifice I've put into not being able to do that when mates always ask me if I want to have a beer with them. And, you know, I've knocked them back far too many times over the years. So it'll be nice to kick back and enjoy a few from time to time whenever I feel like it.
Can you promise me one thing that when you do look in the mirror, and it will happen somewhere in the near future, it might be 1, 2, 6, 15 years, that there won't be a six-pack looking back at you. Can you ring Jars on that particular day and say you've joined the club?
I'd be more than happy to. And, Do you think you'll let yourself go, Tomo?
Everyone has great ideas. No, I'll stay in great Nick. You've been in Super Nick your entire life. You have. I think there's a lot of people love to see you blow up.
Well, mate, I'd like to say no, but who knows what the future holds in that area.
Hey, Tomo, have you had discussions with the club and the coach about having a farewell game?
No, that certainly hasn't been brought up at this point in time. And, you know, as a club, we've got bigger things to worry about as far as finals footy, and that's approaching reasonably quickly. But, you know, I said today around my game, I'm certainly going to play out the season at SNFL level, which, you know, I've really enjoyed for a number of reasons this year, and being able to watch young guys develop and have some input into their game and help them with certain aspects of their own footy. But I'm certainly, you know, you talk about farewell games, but I'm certainly putting my hand up for selection to be picked on form leading into finals on my own merits. That's right. Yeah. So who knows what that holds going forward, but I'm certainly going to be putting my hand up each week to be selected.
You spoke of the kids before in particular. How did Harry take the news that Dad's not going to play AFL footy anymore?
Yeah, it was an interesting one. Because at times throughout the season, he's told me, Dad, you need to play again next year because you haven't played AFL this year.
Bang.
Beautiful. Yeah.
His brutal honesty. Yep. He's told me that he enjoys the footy a whole lot more when I'm playing AFL, so there was another kick in the gut. But in recent weeks when I've spoken to him about it, he, like me now, seems pretty comfortable with the position that I sit, and he has had fun coming to SNFL games this year, and he has the ability to run out onto the ground at quarter time and three-quarter time and yell out to me and give me the thumbs up at the huddle and then come over and run around on the ground at the end of the game. So he certainly enjoyed that, but it's been a different year for the kids and one that we've all enjoyed, though, in saying that.
Tomo, the toughest player you've played against, and the second question, who's been the best Crow player you've played with?
Yeah, two good questions. I guess over the years, there's been a lot of champions of the game that I've played against, not direct opponents, but as far as direct opponents go over the years, I think two of the toughest would have to have been Cameron Ling and Ryan Crowley, just for the roles that they've played. They were so disciplined in the roles that they played. Ling especially, with a big body that he was and the fact that he played in such a successful team for a period of time, he was able to do the job on a player and then offensively get involved in the game as well, whereas his teammates were able to help cover for him. So I found that on a number of occasions quite difficult to deal with. Yep. So they're two that spring to mind straight away.
Best one you played with? Best team?
The Crows. Yeah, well, I think I went on record last year. There's been a lot, and you hear the Rusciutos, McLeods, Goodwin's, Hearts, and all these who have all been unbelievable servants and champions of the Adelaide Footy Club. And even some of the guys I played in Melbourne, you know, Woden, Meats, Uze, Cameron Bruce, and those types. But, one that sticks in my mind, and I'm probably, I don't know if I'm biased in saying this, he's a good mate of mine, and Tyson Edwards was one of the smoothest, most naturally talented footballers I've ever played with. And the way he carried himself around the footy field and the way he moved when he had the ball in hand was something I really admired. So I loved watching him. I loved playing with him. And I just loved everything he was able to do when he was out on the footy field.
Oh, very nice. Zuma would be loving that right now.
Beautiful.
Tom, are you going to coach? Is that where the interest lies now once you give up playing? Is that where we're heading that direction?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, like I said, spending the year at SNFL level and having some input into the young guys and working closely with those guys on their games and watching them practice some stuff during the weekend and training and see it roll into game day and for it to happen out in the middle of a match is I've found really rewarding for myself as well as them. So that certainly sparked my passion for coaching and developing younger guys. I've got a real kick out of that. So going forward, that is that's certainly what I see myself doing.
Yeah, I think you make an excellent one. Tomo, we've run out of time. We'll have to talk about the gift pack
and the farewell pack
and everything else. But I just need you to know this, that I've spoken to Jay Weatherill and I've been lobbying hard for you, obviously, given the physique you've been able to present over the years and the old Suns Out, Guns Out T-shirts. And I am looking at a Thompson T-shirt company. Don't worry about that.
very good.
The old Shirts v Skins, I've got it on good authority that if I can get enough signatures, we can change that to Shirts v Scotty Thompson's. All right, you get it in the vernacular, all right? So I'm trying to get that done before you finish.
All right, mate.
Good work, fellas. Yeah. Good work.
On a serious note, mate, congrats. Still a bit of work to be done, and fingers crossed we do see you again, like your little boy Harry says, back playing a bit of AFL. But be very proud, mate. Not many get to do what you've done, and you've done it so well, so congrats.
I appreciate that, fellas. Thanks for the chat.
And I think we've got a gold watering can coming too because of your love of turf, mate. Thanks, Tom, mate.
Enjoy,
mate. There he is, Scotty Thompson. Nah.